In the name of the one true living God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christmas is one of those feasts where everyone believes that they heard everything that there is to hear. So it occurs to me to say something a little bit different, that singing and music mark this part of the church year as no other. And trust me, there's a little bit of irony in singing Silent Night at the family mass. It was very noisy. St. Augustine says that those who sing pray twice. And the hymns of Christmas contain some very good theology about what Christians believe about Jesus Christ. Take, for instance, the hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, which we will sing tonight. It was written by the great 18th century hymn writer Charles Wesley, founder of the Methodist movement, who, by the way, died as a priest in good standing of the Church of England. So there. Now, not all Christmas hymns are as theologically profound as that one. Many of them, like While Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night, are simply retelling of the Christmas story. Others, like O Come All Ye Faithful, are hymns of praise. But Wesley's hymn is first and foremost a teaching hymn. And when you sing it later tonight, you'll hear in the first line, God and sinners reconciled, which takes us to St. Paul, where we read that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, a verse which Wesley said was at the very heart of the gospel. And whatever the world out there might suppose that the purpose of the incarnation or the enfleshment of God is, Christians know that the incarnation is God's initiative to restore fallen humanity from a state of being estranged and alienated from God to a state of reconciliation and sonship. The birth of Jesus means that it is possible for men and women to become children of God. Well, how does this reconciliation occur? Wesley writes, Christ, by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. You know, unlike you and me, who had a beginning in our conception, in our birth, Jesus existed from all time. He is eternally begotten of the Father, as we'll say in the Creed. And in Jesus, we're not only dealing with a man, though he is truly man, but with God himself. Jesus Christ is God in skin. Veiled in flesh, the Godhead see, hail, the incarnate deity, pleased as man with us to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hail the Son of Righteousness, hail light and life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. Jesus is the one who fulfills the prophecy of Malachi, who said, for those of you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will shine out with healing in his wings. And in comparing Christ with the sun in the sky, we think of the words that open St. John's Gospel, which we'll hear tomorrow morning on the Mass of Christmas Day. In him was light, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot overcome it. We can shut our eyes to the light, we can draw the curtains, we can tune it out, we can insulate ourselves from the light, but that changes only us, not the light one whit. Mild he lays his glory by, born that man no more may die. St. Paul tells us that Christ emptied himself. And it's for this reason that Jesus' own people didn't accept him. They weren't prepared for a God who came amongst them in such a humble and a material way. But if you stop and think about it, God always comes to us in material ways. Think of the sacraments. Think of bread and wine and oil and water. Think of the church building. Think of all the holy people of God that can all be touched and handled and seen and experienced. It's the outward and the visible that conveys the inward and the spiritual. So God the Son is no phantom. He is flesh and blood as are we. And by material means, he makes it possible for us to partake of his very nature. Born to raise us from the earth, born to give us second birth. Christmas is not only about the birth of the Savior, but about the birth of the Savior in our human flesh. Jesus is God in skin. And the incarnation, in the incarnation, the purposes of God are perfectly fulfilled. God and sinners are reconciled. God became man in order that men might become as God. And that is why the angels sing, "Glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth." So a holy and a happy Christ Mass to you all. In the words of the Nicene Creed, let us stand and affirm our faith in the God made man. We believe in one God.